couple of points from the gospel that we have to look at. The first is that last line, this kind can only be cast out by prayer and fasting. Quite an issue has been made because in the newer translations, they have taken out the word fasting, and people are making quite a big deal of that, and not a bad idea. But the fact is, what they would have done is looked at some of the older manuscripts and recognized that the word fasting wasn't there. That's why they took it out. However, it is a really good practice. There is great power in fasting. And when you connect prayer and fasting, it gives far, far greater efficacy when one is trying to pray, especially against the forces of evil. So even though it may not technically be there in the scripture, the truth of it remains the same. That being said, then we need to couple that with the other sentence in there that is so important. I do believe, help my unbelief. Can any of us say that we have such great faith that we can move mountains? Haven't noticed any. Which means that there's still an awful lot of unbelief that maybe is in there for some of us. It's not that we don't believe, but maybe we don't believe fully. And by that I don't mean I don't believe everything the church teaches, because we do. I'm saying when it comes down to the subjective part, it's easy to be able to give credence to the objective teachings of the church. Yeah, I believe in all these things the church teaches. No problem, that's in your head. What happens when it gets down to the heart? That's the kind of faith that we're dealing with in this situation. And Jesus said, all things are possible for them who believe. And again, we all know that. We've all heard it 1,000 times. The question is, do we believe it? The answer is generally no. And if we say that it's not true, which I don't think any of us would actually do, we would make our Lord into a liar, because he's the one that said it, and we're the ones saying, oh, no, 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 that's not quite true. Yes, it is. It is absolutely true. The problem isn't with what our Lord spoke, the problem is with us. Do we really have that faith from the heart to be able to put into practice? Not the faith from the head to be able to say, I believe in all of these things, but the faith in the heart to be able to put everything that we believe into actual practice. That's what the Lord is talking about. And that's where we have to learn a lesson from this man to be able to have the humility like he did to be able to say, I do believe, help my unbelief. It was precisely that humility that brought about the exorcism of his son, that Jesus was willing to do this for the man because he had faith but was still willing to admit his lack of faith. Are we willing to even admit that? Sometimes our pride gets in the way and we don't like to say, I help my unbelief, because we like to think, no, 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 I believe. Well, again, we need to make that same distinction. We believe in our heads. There is absolutely no problem that way. 100% we believe with our brain. Do we believe with our hearts? That's the question. That's where the rubber hits the road, and that's where for most of us the rubber is still about a foot off the road. It just isn't there. And that's what we have to be willing to acknowledge. Because if it were there, number one, we would have profound humility, and we would have the faith to be able just to do whatever it is that the Lord is asking. And we would have zero doubt in our minds that it is going to happen. Do we believe that? I'd love to use as the example, if you ever saw that documentary 30 years ago on Mother Teresa of Calcutta, And there's that beautiful scene. Well, the scene itself wasn't so beautiful initially. She's pulling into Beirut, and you hear all the bombs that are going off. And she's saying there's a conversation with the mayor of Beirut. And she said, we need to go in and we need to help the people. And he said, we can't. With all the bombing and everything going on, we can't go in there. And she said, tomorrow is Our Lady's feast day. And I have asked Our Lady that for her feast day, she would bring about a ceasefire. And the mayor says, if there's a ceasefire, I will personally drive you into Beirut and bring you where you need to be. And the next scene has the same picture with birds chirping in the background instead of bombs going off. And then it cuts to the mayor bringing Mother Teresa into Beirut to take care of the people. She didn't doubt. There was no question in her heart. She asked, she knew, she believed, and it happened. There was no discussion of a ceasefire the day before. The two sides were nowhere near even discussing the possibility. But prayer can change everything. Underline it, bold it, italicize it. Prayer can change everything if we believe. We say our prayers, we crank them off, but do we really believe? Do we really have that confidence to be able to put into practice? That's where we tend to stumble. And so when we look at this, what this man did, what Jesus did for him and for his son, it was because he at least had the humility to admit that he needed help. He did believe. You and I do too. Help our unbelief, because we're not there yet. And that's what we're going to need as we move forward. This is going to be really, really essential. We have to pray with faith. We have to have confidence. Don't doubt. That's what our Lord told us. Do this without doubt, it's going to happen. But if you doubt, it's not going to happen because you don't believe it anyway. So don't doubt. Pray with confidence, walk with confidence, and you will see God move mountains before you. That's a wonderful thing. That's what we saw happen in the gospel. That's what we saw happen with Mother Teresa. That can happen in your life and mine, if we will actually get to the point of doing what our Lord told us, that for those who believe, all things are possible.